So you may be asking, why in the world should I care about this church and the sex abuse scandal and everything else? Because we all had opinions on the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal, and that wasn't our group. You know, evangelicals are our own family. And these sorts of scandals should never occur in the Church of Jesus Christ. And when they do, those who are responsible for covering it up or for hiding it or for not going to police, when they knew full well that that's the appropriate thing to do if a child has been raped, you know, I can't even get my mind around it. Joshua Harris talking about the fact that he's willing to be put on leave and even resign from his pastorate at Covenant Life Church. You know something? Here's the thing. There was a lot of, well, I can't say this because of the lawsuit. I can't say this because of the lawsuit. In my opinion, he should tell the truth, irrespective of any civil trial or liability the church might face. Because if Covenant Life Church and Sovereign Grace Ministries are guilty of covering up sex abuse, then so be it. Tell the truth and let justice be served. If you have to sell the building and every stick of furniture to provide restitution to the families of those victims, then that's what you need to do, because that's the right thing to do. Don't hide behind something that Joshua said yesterday. We need to be good stewards of what God has provided. You need to love your neighbor first. You need to love your neighbor first. If you're covering up sex abuse, and I'm not saying that he did, we'll let that all come out in the evidence in the trial. I want to be very sure that I say that. But if you did, or if anybody did, like Grant Lehman said he did, if you are in the situation where you covered up sex abuse, then you need to pay the consequences. If you put the church at risk financially, that was a choice you made. And not being forthcoming now to insulate you from civil liability is not honoring and exalting to God. It's despicable. People should matter to us more than our stuff, more than our buildings and our pews and our power and our money and our influence. And if they don't, we're not worthy to name the name of Jesus Christ. It's that serious. It's that important. It's that much a matter of integrity. I don't like lawyered up statements that don't really tell the truth. Tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may. And that's when God can begin to restore and use and fulfill Romans 8:28. But we're not there yet. The sin needs to be confessed. The truth needs to be told. And those people need to be loved. It's not primarily about the local church in this case, or, you know, God being exalted in these various vague ways. God should always be exalted, of course. But first and foremost, you need to focus on telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and reaching out to those families and those victims, making restitution in every single way you can. And if the church collapses because of it, you know what? If there was guilt there, you had it coming. You should have thought of that before you covered it all up, if that's the case. And that's what we need to find out. Otherwise, proclaim your innocence.